Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He does love the process. He likes the mock draft. I swear the guy's done 200 mock drafts, and he'll send me what his final tally of our draft was. Hey, Bean, I traded next year's two, but with that, I got us, you know, these guys. And you look at it, the first four picks are all like guys that we have in the top 50 on our board. Like, Josh, it's not real, you know, reality. But I love that he loves it, and it's fun. And listen, we'd be stupid not to hear some of his thoughts on things.
Josh Allen loves mock drafts. It's a very obvious question as we bring in Benjamin Solak of The Ringer, staff writer, The Ringer, the NFL show podcast. The very obvious question is, who did Josh Allen trade up for? If he traded a future second, then that means he was moving on the board. And I mean, I feel like an investigation is warranted here.
Yeah, I feel like it was definitely a defensive tackle, right? Maybe a linebacker. Quarterbacks notoriously love, right, taking front seven guys on the defensive side of the ball.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's
I'm guessing it was a wide receiver.
Yeah, probably. Well, Ben, thanks for the time. Jeremy and Joe, Benjamin Solak of The Ringer. You were one of the first people. You, Danny Kelly, there are a couple that I've seen that like Keon Coleman to the Bills as an idea long, long ago. And here we have it. It's no longer an idea. It's the plan. So what got you there to like it as a fit to begin with? And now that, you know, we get to see it fleshed out, we're going to see it happen. What's your overall takeaway on Keon Coleman and Josh Allen as a future partnership?
Yeah, so they lost Gabe Davis is where you start, right? That was the big body that was in their room. And when we were talking about this in March, obviously a little bit before the Diggs trade, you're saying, right, the thing that this room is really missing is that large body, right? It's that bigger receiver and that guy who has a downfield presence. Now, obviously, they had Justin Shorter in the building from going into last season. They had Quintez Cephas in the building. They added Mac Hollins this year. Like, they are trying to figure out how to make a larger body work on the outside. That's a role that they very clearly want to have in this receiver room. So Coleman made sense to them. He would fit with Diggs because you don't need him to be a short route runner, an intermediate route runner. You have Diggs for that. You can let him be a vertical third player, let him be a jump ball player, and he can go and be your downfield guy, be your big body. Now, when they lose Diggs, you say, all right, well, we got to take another look at this wide receiver room, Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel. At this point, you can add just about anything to it now, right? Now it's a bit more of a blank slate. Now it's just we got to get a guy with talent in the building. And that's the nice thing about Coleman, which is that at Florida State, at Michigan State, yeah, you're seeing a 6'4 guy, you're seeing a you know, big body, and he wins the ball above the rim. But this is a guy who can run around. This is a guy who can separate. He's got good movement skills for a player of his size. I think a lot of the contested catch concerns with Keon Coleman are they're there and they're warranted, but I think they do get over exaggerated a little bit. This is a guy who can be a three level threat. And so once you lose Diggs and Davis, you're just saying, all right, we need to make sure we add talent to the room no matter the body type. And here with Keon Coleman, they added great talent to the room and they got a body type they needed. So excellent pick.
When it comes to the separation ability, do you feel like it's something that do you feel like it's overstated that he can't separate or at least that it's not the end game for him, that this is something he can continue to work on and get better at?
Yeah, I'm confident in his ability to separate at the NFL level. Now, is he going to be putting and one mixtape release moves on kids the way the Diggs did? Probably not, right? Now, there's more than one way to skin a cat at the NFL level when it comes to separating. So we like to think that it's always, you know, the Jerry Jeudy is always the example I give. Where, like, if you watch Jerry Jeudy's 10 best routes, they're the coolest thing you ever saw. And he breaks the ankles on a corner and sends him, you know, heading the wrong direction or whatever. But most separation in the NFL doesn't look like that. Most separation in the NFL is just get into your route quickly, maintain leverage, create a throwing window for your quarterback. It's going to be a half yard worth of separation. But that's all you need to complete a pass successfully and turn up field, right? Coleman can do that. People get real touched about how often he got contested catches in Florida State, how many of his targets were on contested balls. But that had a lot more to do with the quarterback who was throwing him the football and when that quarterback would choose to throw him the football. You evaluate the traits. You watch the player on the field. This is a guy who for his size, can really snap into routes. So we're not talking about, again, like a Diggs-level separator here, but a Michael Thomas-caliber player, a Allen Robinson-caliber player, Marcus Colston-caliber player. At the high end, Keenan Allen. I'm not sure it's Keenan Allen. But there are some big bodies who are really, really good at creating throwing windows in the short to intermediate area. They can still run breaking routes. And I think Keon Coleman's one of those players.
Yeah. Where do you land on how he'll be used? I've heard a bunch of he might present as a guy that would have more success in the league as a big slot receiver. But the Bills, and like Bean said it after they drafted him, like he's primarily going to play the X on the outside. So in your, like, where do you land on how you think that will go and where ultimately he'll land on how they're using him, where they're lining him up?
Yeah, I think being willing to experiment with him and move him around is critical. And I think they're in a position where they're going to be able to do that because, like I said, this room is a little bit of a blank slate, right? You lose both Diggs and Davis from last year, so you have a lot of routes, you have a lot of alignments, a lot of reps to go around. With Coleman, I do think starting him on the outside makes sense because if you have a player who can win on the outside, win as an X receiver, that's kind of the more rare thing. And if he is that player, which I think he can be, then you want him to be in that role, you want him to be doing that, that's going to be optimal. With that said, I think they would benefit from moving him around. I think they're going to move him around. You know, in April, everybody's always got the grandest plans for guys, right? You know, he's going to be an X receiver for us. And then all of a sudden you get to the first week of training camp and they're putting some reps into him playing in the slot. You know, I think they're going to move him around. They're going to experiment with him. And if he goes to the outside and he's struggling and he's failing and you feel like you need to get his confidence up, you need to get him working a little bit, kind of grease the wheels, you kick him into the slot and you see if he can be successful there. So I think they're going to experiment with him. And where he lands is kind of conditional on how quickly he gets over the rookie onboarding, how quickly Josh Allen trusts him, so on and so forth.
What kind of changes, Ben, do you think the Bills are going through? And, you know, we saw Joe Brady take over halfway through, and he's running someone else's offense. Are you getting enough clues as to what this offense might look like now that he gets to put his fingerprints on it? It's really going to be more his identity. Curtis Samuel's a guy that he had in Carolina that can be used in a lot of different ways. And we've seen, you know, Kincaid and Shakir, how they use them. What can we learn right now about the way the Bills might run an offense with Joe Brady?
Yeah, when you saw Brady get back kind of in charge of this offense halfway through the season, right, you're kind of running Dorsey's system as you're trying to riddle it out and parse it. You saw, I think, the depth of target come down a little bit, and you saw Josh Allen's turnover-worthy plays come down a little bit. I think they grew to be a little bit more cautious. I think a lot of the improvement in the running game, because they got real good at running the football down the stretch last year, I think a lot of that was kind of foretold by the Dorsey era. I don't think that was a investment as much by Joe Brady as it was, you know, kind of him reaping the fruits of somebody else's labor. They've been working on the running game for about 2 years now. But I do think that you're going to see more of that shotgun running game, and you're going to see that running game from those light boxes. Because Brady's always done that. He did that back in college. So you get a little bit of hints. You get some peeks at it. In general, you're going to see me in Buffalo in August because I want to be up there at training camp and I want to be taking a look at what this offense is going to look like structurally now that Brady's at the helm. The offense we've seen Brady run have typically been like very RPO heavy and very like make one choice and kind of, you know, quick game oriented and winning on the chalkboard and winning with leverage, which I think is a good offense. I also think when you have a Josh Allen, a quarterback, you can do something a lot more complex and a lot more challenging to defend. And so my hope is that Brady's got a more mature offense somewhere in his bag that he's going to be able to get out there for Josh. Because what they ran last year worked, but it was also pretty simple. And I think you want to be more complex when you have a player like Allen.
That's what I was going to get at is like, you know, a lot of Bills fans are wondering, are we getting the most out of Josh Allen? And the comparison's probably bad, but I'm thinking back to early Justin Herbert, where you had this really incredibly talented quarterback throwing whatever, so many short passes, not really utilizing some of his skills. And not to say that's what they're going to do here, but it sounds like the offense they ran last year, it can't just be that if you have Josh Allen, or else you're not getting the most.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You can.
Yeah, getting the most out of Josh Allen is, I think, you're a little bit chasing the pie in the sky. Getting the most out of Josh Allen is like, Josh Allen's got so much to give. Josh Allen's such an unbelievable player that, like, you can put the perfect offense out there on the field with some elite players, and you still might not get the best out of Josh. Just because he's got such a high ceiling, and because, let's be honest, Josh is a little bit volatile, right? Sometimes Josh shows up on a Sunday, it's just not Josh's day. And so if your bar as a Bills fan is we got to get the most out of Josh, you're gonna be disappointed a few more weeks than you'd like to be, no matter what. With that said, yes, if you're going to maximize a player like this, with like Allen, who early in his career you had to find some ways to coddle him, you had to find some ways to help the evolution and help the growth. Now at this stage, you have a guy who is an excellent processor, wonderful throw of the football, all levels of the field. He's aggressive, he's physical, he's tough, he's intelligent. He can be risk-averse, right, when you kind of check the reins a little bit and make sure he remembers that that's something he's supposed to do. So you have a complete player here. And so accordingly, what you want to run a pro-style offense, an offense that has shotgun run and quarterback run, under center play action, has such a wide menu, such a deep menu of things, because that's how you're going to be the most challenging to defend. Again, with that said, that's not really what Brady's been known for, number one. And number two, they just lost a lot of receiver talent. And it's hard to run that sort of an offense when you don't have, you know, reliable winners and you don't have depth. And so Buffalo's, they're at a very kind of like teenage stage of offensive evolution, right? Where they're kind of like gangly and awkward and they're too long for their shorts and you got to get them new shoes and they're growing an inch every single month. Like, this is going to be uncomfortable. They're going to do stupid stuff and they're going to make mistakes. It's not going to be pretty. Their hope is it comes like a nice equilibrium, a nice balance of what Josh likes, what Brady likes, and so on and so forth. But this is going to be, it's going to take time.
Benjamin Solak of The Ringer on the Western Hotline, The Ringer NFL show, also always a good listen. The Bills, like it or hate it, I mean, Bills fans are going to be connected and thinking about Xavier Worthy for probably his whole career with Kansas City. They make that trade. Ben, like, do you did you like Worthy going into the draft? Were you a Worthy guy? And should Bills fans be obsessing over what he's going to do with the Chiefs?
Coleman is a better prospect than Worthy, and moving back to get Coleman was the better move. Coleman, I mean, 4-2-1 is sick. Like, don't get me, if I could run a 4-2-1, I wouldn't shut up about it. Don't get me wrong. But with speed, there's diminishing returns, right? In terms of what happens on the football field, there's really not that big of a difference between 4-2-1 and 4-3-1, right? Or 4-3-4, right? Like, it's just like, you're the speed guy. You're going to run away from dudes. Like, we get it, you know? So, like, having the truly elite record-breaking track speed is sick, but it's not something that I want to go overdraft, right? I'm very happy to just get another speed guy later in the draft. So, for the Chiefs, they love speed. You know, they bring in Marquise Brown, get Xavier Worthy, whatever. They like, you know, with their Tyreek Hill, with their Kadarius Toney, like, they've just been investing in really unique ball-in-hand athletes. Mecole Hardman, right? They've been investing in these guys for a long time. This is their style of dude. For the Bills, Worthy, Curtis Samuel, and Khalil Shakir would have been a difficult and problematic wide receiver room. It would not have been good. You wouldn't have had guys who win through size. You just had, everything would have had to have been in space. No one would ever win a ball in the air. I mean, like, Shakir will, because Shakir's tough as nails. But I think that's just not the sort of room, and there's a lot of redundancy there. And when you build a wide receiver room, you want everybody to kind of have versatility to them. You want to build like a basketball team. You need a stretch four. You need a point guard. You need a center, right? Everybody has to have kind of a different skill set they bring to the table so you can put them all out on the field at the same time. So I like Coleman flat out better than Worthy. I thought he was a better player. And then I certainly thought he was a better wide receiver for the Bills. So to get him with the trade down is excellent. Obviously, it's scary when you trade down the Chiefs, and if you got this thing wrong, you're going to look like morons. But I think as it stands in April, I like that. That was a good move.
That's more at the root of it for me, is not worrying about Worthy as a player. It's the narrative looking like morons. You know, like, because let's be real, Ben. Like, the Bills and the Chiefs have been very close for years, but the results drive the conversation, and that is that the Chiefs have three Super Bowls and the Bills have one AFC Championship game appearance. So while process is good, I know you never graduate out of process, but the Bills need results, right? That's what has to happen here. However it works, it's about results. And I'm just nervous about having helped Kansas City in any way, even if it helped the Bills and you got the better player. They're in our head, or they're in my head at least, if nothing else.
Yeah, there's one way to solve it, and that's beat them in the postseason, right? I tell you, you know, they don't make the Worthy trade. They take Coleman at 25. Chiefs take Worthy at 32, right? Say it doesn't happen. You and I would have been chatting in the summer during Bills training camp, and you would have said to me, man, I'm worried the Chiefs are in their head, and they need to get over it. Like, I think, again, like, the screenshot is scary, right? The fact that we're all going to be able to say, oh, they traded the pick to Xavier Worthy, it became Xavier Worthy, and then Worthy had 1,000 yards, and Worthy scored a game-winning touchdown. Like, that obviously is a scary moment. It's a very real thing. But in general, you know, ship has sailed a little bit on Bills-Chiefs, you know, rivalry, as it were. The Chiefs have just been dogging the Bills for 4 years. They've been owning them. And so you want to cleanse the palate, beat them in the postseason. If you beat them in the regular season, it's time to find Kansas City either in Arrowhead or this time, you know, kind of at home, and actually win that game. That's what has to be done. And so until then, the Chiefs are always going to be in your head.
Brandon Bean referred to the Bills as a team in transition. Is the division still Buffalo's to lose? Or did anyone else out there make enough of a move? I mean, a healthy Rodgers is an X factor. They go get Mike Williams as well. The Dolphins, they're a bit of a team in transition as well. They had to say goodbye to a lot of important players. So is it still Buffalo's to lose to you?
I do think it is Buffalo's to lose. I think last year proves to us that it is, because I was really big coming into the season on the Dolphins winning that division. And then obviously through November, Dolphins are the best team in this division. They're gonna win it. And then Buffalo showed you what it looks like when a team with real top tier talent with a really elite quarterback can just kind of flick the switch and decide to win six games in a row. And Miami showed you what it looks like when a team without an elite quarterback runs into those playoff caliber opponents. So still, because of the Josh Allen difference, I would say it's the Bills division to lose. I feel like I say this half the time when I'm on, but it's always worth restating. Josh Allen is not just QB2 in the league, right? He's not just like the second only to Mahomes. There's a big difference between him and QB3. Like, the only guy you can kind of put in the conversation is Lamar Jackson, in my opinion. I know people talk about Joe Burrow and obviously Aaron Rodgers, great career and what have you. But to me, like, it's Mahomes and then it's Josh with like maybe a Lamar asterisk. Lamar's always a tough guy to rank just because it's so unique. But that's quarterback rankings right there. And so you say, oh, well, Aaron Rodgers is coming back. man, 40-year-old Achilles injury Aaron Rodgers doesn't hold a candle to Josh Allen. He just doesn't to me. Like, Allen is that caliber of quarterback. So it's still the Bills to lose because of Josh. With that said, you know, Buffalo did enough this year to lose that division. This is the talent that they've lost and the point of transition, like Dean says, that they're in. And so it's a very weird division to nail down. But at this stage, yeah, I would still say I think it's Buffalo to lose.
Interesting, you on Allen there, the difference between 2 and 3. Do you think Stroud can close that gap or get in that conversation within a year?
Maybe, but I'm always a big show me for multiple years guy, right? I love a great rookie season. Stroud's rookie season, legitimately one of the best I can remember seeing in terms of like some of the processing stuff. But I always like to see it for a couple of years because nobody spent time last offseason being like, I wonder how we hurt C.J. Stroud's game. I wonder how we break C.J. Stroud's process. Now, everyone can be spending a little bit more time thinking about that. Same true of Jordan Love in Green Bay, right? Just kind of the NFC's version of this new young rising quarterback. And so I remember doing Joe Burrow conversations after 2021 when he went to the Super Bowl. Oh, is he a foil to Mahomes? And now he clearly isn't. I remember Jalen Hurts in 2022. Oh, is he the next great elite quarterback? He clearly isn't, right? With both those guys are good guys. They're both top 10 quarterbacks. But we always like to go after a player's peak season and be like, this is going to be him forever. He's going to be like this for the next 10 years. That's rarely the case. And so with Stroud, absolutely, right? Stroud delivers a performance this year like he did last year. If he grows this year on top of last year, then we're going to start talking about him, okay, top five, where does he rank with the AFC guys? But he hasn't earned that yet. He's got to do what Josh Mahomes has done for 3-4-plus seasons now. So Stroud, talk to me in 2025. I'll let you know then.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.